coming up on All Access.
Brady to the right of the end zone. Touchdown to Rob Gronkowski.
The important thing about this point in the season right here is improving.
Hand off Ridley coming to the left. Head down, driving it in. Touchdown.
For me, I think as a runner, the main thing I try to focus on is getting downhill and delivering the blow instead of taking the blow.
Ross, I did things the right way. From a football standpoint, he was just, we could play him anywhere. Played him on defense, special teams, return kicks, played backup quarterback, receiver. So he could do a little bit of everything.
I have a lot of respect for Larry Fitzgerald. And I think that's really the mark of a great player is when the bullseye is on you to continue to put numbers up and produce.
Everyone comes out and supports us every single week, so it's awesome coming out here with about a dozen of us on the team and giving back.
It was an impressive opening week performance by the Patriots where nearly everything went right. Well, almost everything. Welcome to Patriots All Access. I'm Steve Burton. Next up for New England, it's a home opener against the Arizona Cardinals, another team 1-0 on the season. We'll preview the Cardinals game throughout the show. First, a look back at the sights and sounds of the victory over the Titans.
The sights and sounds of the game are brought to you by Bose, the official sound of the Patriots.
Get them, huh? All day long, baby. All day long, Seabass.
Yeah. Yo, how many you got for me today, man?
Sunday, fun day.
Let's be at our best. Remember, we're going to start, we're going to play smart.
Let's go, line. Down and three. One, two, three.
Well, we're so excited. It's the beginning of my 19th season.
Fantastic.
Yeah. There's nothing like this in America.
This is beautiful.
What we've been working for, man. That's what we've been working for.
Looks, fires a fade to the near side, and there's a leaping catch inside the 20-yard line. Play action fake, back to throw, steps to the right, steps to the left, fires up the middle, caught, down and in, touchdown Aaron Hernandez.
Hey, how the baby twirl, out of board.
Hey, nice try.
Back to throw, looking left, shooting it long and deep, and could be picked at his tip.
Catch the ball.
Intercepted. Snap to Brady, stands in, now escapes the pocket, rolls to the right, is going to be sacked back at the 45-yard line.
Brady is slow to get up, Gil.
We got to protect the middle of the pocket. We just got to do it.
Jake Locker takes the snap, drops into the end zone to throw. He's going to be hit and sacked. The ball is fumbled loose. Going to be picked up by the Patriots down inside the five, pounding into the end zone. Touchdown. Touchdown by Dante Hightower. Play action fake, Brady to the right of the end zone. Caught, touchdown to Rob Gronkowski.
Go, baby. Nice job, Bob. Yeah. Guys, we got to keep putting it on them, okay? We're in a lot better condition, man.
Hand off Ridley, coming to the left. Head down, driving it in. Touchdown. Fires up the field, leaping catch at the 25-yard line. Ball dropped.
Hey, that's what we need to do on those middle reads. That's it. Nice job, DC. That's the way to finish.
Good way to start, man. Good way to start.
Yes, sir.
All right.
I'm good. One down.
Good job, fellas. Good job, Kyle. Good job, Patrick. Tavon, way to go, baby.
All right, fellas. Congratulations. That was a pretty solid job. We talked about what we need to do today. Stop the run the ball,
a couple turnovers, took care of the ball on offense. Like, that's the way we got to play, all right? Now, look, the important thing about this point in the season right here is improving. This is about getting better every week. We got a long way to go. We got to do things a lot better than we're doing them, all right, to be consistent, to be where we want to be. I'm just telling you, we're nowhere close. It's not just getting off to a good start. It's getting off to a good start and getting better, improving every week. And that's our challenge this week, all right? Enjoy this one, fellas. Congratulations. Yeah. Congratulations. Let's start getting ready for Arizona.
One down, baby. A lot more to go, though. All right, team on three. That's some good team football. That's good Patriot football. Team on three. One, two, three. Team.
This conversation with Bill Belichick is brought to you by Dunkin' Donuts.
Welcome back to Patriots All Access. Time now to sit down with the coach. Coach Belichick joins me. First of all, Coach, last week, congratulations. Great to get a win on the road. Seems like conditioning, and, you know, had the chance to watch a couple other games. Some teams were tired. You saw a lot of hands on guys' hips. Your team seemed to go pretty good conditioning-wise. How did they fare in week one?
I thought we held up okay. We probably caught a little bit of a breakdown there. It was only about 70 degrees. It could have been warmer, but nevertheless, I thought that, you know, the guys played hard, and we have some depth on our team at different positions. We're able to utilize that. But I thought overall we held up okay.
When you have a game and it's as balanced as it was, and you know, you score the type of points that you did score, how difficult is it to prepare for you when you've got to worry about the run, you've got to worry about the pass, you got to worry about tight ends, you got to worry about no backs? You present a lot of challenges.
Well, I just think it just helps us run our offense, because one thing sets up another. So the running game sets up the play action. The play action keeps them back for the running game. The outside passing game open up the inside passing game. The inside passing game, you know, keeps them from clogging up inside and opens up the outside passing game. So we just got to be able to do those different things and take advantage of it.
Okay, one more question regarding last week before we get into the Arizona game. Heard you in the locker room. I don't want to say stress it, but saying to the team, we've got to continue to keep getting better. This is the time right now. Is that because the team's young, or is that something that's an early in the year type thing, or a little bit of both?
I think it's early in the year. I mean, September, we have a long way to go, and certainly this is, I hope, not the high watermark for us. You know, I think we can get better. There's a lot of things that we can do better. It was our first game. It's the first time we've really played 60 minutes with the 53 guys as opposed to the bigger roster and all that. We game planned. We had a lot of specific things for this game. It'll be like that every week now going forward. And there are a lot of things that we can improve on from where we were in Tennessee. So, until we get 5, 6, 7 games under our belt where we're really into that routine, I think that each week there's a significant opportunity for us to improve in our situation football, our overall level of conditioning, our overall game management, including the coaching, the play call in the game, the sideline adjustments, and all those kind of things. So we all need to keep getting better, and I think we can, you know, go up from where we're at, you know, in terms of our overall performance.
Thank you, Coach. Coach will be back later in the show as we talk about the Arizona Cardinals. But first, more of All Access right after this.
Coming up on All Access.
We follow Rozai Dowling's path to the NFL.
Rozai pushed himself, and he's responsible for his success.
And Coach Belichick joins us later to demonstrate the explosiveness of the Arizona Cardinals.
And he's very fast. He can outrun the coverage. He's an outstanding returner.
You are watching Patriots All Access.
Patriots All Access is brought to you by Putnam Investments, celebrating 75 years of service to their clients. By Bank of America, the official bank of the New England Patriots. And by Pepsi, the official soft drink of the New England Patriots.
Three, two, one, bowl!
The Patriots took to the bowling lanes this week for a good cause. It was to support teammate Gerard Mayo in the third annual Mayo Bowl.
Just something that we strongly believe in. You know, Boston Medical, you know, they don't turn anyone away, you know, as far as healthcare is concerned. And, you know, during this economy and things like that, that's huge.
They were on hand to raise money for Pitching in for Kids and the Boston Medical Center.
The importance of giving back to the community, especially for the kids, you know, that's everything to me. And it's, once again, it's a great thing for, you know, teammates to have stuff like this to support one another.
Welcome back to All Access. As you heard Bill Belichick just minutes ago, the task for New England this week is to build on their week one effort and improve. Here's Dan Roach with more on the Patriots.
Locker going to be sacked back at the 22-yard line. The back shoulder catch by Brandon Lloyd and the Dandy.
It was exactly what Patriots fans drew up as far as season openers go. A solid from start to finish, 34-13 win over the Tennessee Titans.
We did a lot of things well out there and really played well together and we were able to do enough to win the game.
But as we all know around these parts, a season opening win is just that. Nothing more, nothing less. A season opening win.
It's really a new start for us. So, as soon as that game ended, you have to move on to the next opponent.
Yes, the mantra is very Patriot-like around here this week, with a focus on simply getting better.
It's a long season. There's a ton of football to play. So I think the important thing is to make the improvements on a daily basis so that, when you're in November and December, you've really progressed over the course of a lot of practices, a lot of games. You've learned from a lot of situations.
Obviously, it's a good start whenever you can get a win, but we need to focus on the areas we need to improve upon.
Meanwhile, even as he enters his 13th season in a Patriots uniform, Tom Brady seems to appreciate the fan base as he prepares for the home opener.
This is it's a sports town, so the people that come out and support us, and we love, we have great fans that cheer loud, and like I said, the more touchdowns we score, the louder they're going to cheer. So hopefully we can get them revved up early.
Well, one thing we know for sure this week, two of the hottest teams in the regular season in the NFL will be clashing on the Gillette Stadium turf. The Pats come in at 9-1 in the last 10 regular season games, while the Cards come in at 8-2. From the CBS scene here in Foxborough, for Patriots All Access, I'm Dan Roach.
All right, Roachy, thank you very much for joining me now. It's Patriots running back Stephen Ridley. And let me start by saying this. Quarterbacks like to throw, running backs like to run. How much do you love carrying the football?
It's been a passion of mine for a long time. And I'm very fortunate to be where I'm at on this level, still running the football. But it's something I've been doing ever since I was a kid. And now I'm able to do it, as a young adult. So it's something I take a lot of pride in, and I know this is my job and what I have to do. So I'm excited about it.
It is your job, and now it's your starting job. How comfortable? Are you more comfortable this year?
I am. I would have to say that. Coming in as a rookie, things were moving a little bit fast. And, the second time around is a little bit easier. And I'm learning the offense, and I think I'm a few steps ahead than I was last year. But I still have a lot of work to do and a lot of things I have to improve on.
Do you have a running philosophy? I was talking before Walter Payton died. He taught me a lesson. He said, great backs, an average back runs waiting to be tackled. A great back runs to score every single time he touches the football.
For me, I think as a runner, the main thing I try to focus on is getting downhill and delivering the blow instead of taking the blow. And for me, it's, in this league, there's a lot of athletic guys on the defense, and they're coming and they're trying to bring the pain too. So
you want to hit before being hit.
Right, exactly right. So if I can get downhill and I can deliver the blow, it makes the defense, those second guess, coming up to make that next tackle on me when they see me.
One guy who's not here anymore is a guy that helped you out along the way, Kevin Falk.
All right.
How much did he help you, former LSU Tiger, just like yourself?
Tremendously. Actually, I'm going to meet with Kevin after we get out of practice today.
And is that right?
We're going to start breaking down film, me and Kev, every Wednesday, man. So Kev's not here, but he's still here with me, man, and he's right here in Boston. So I'm going to use Kevin as much as I can. As long as he wants to give me his time, I'm going to take advantage of it, man, because that's somebody I can learn a lot from.
So he's a big help.
Definitely.
You carry the ball, and now you're starting to catch balls out of the backfield. Is that an adjustment for you? Are you getting used to doing that? Do you like doing that?
With me, it's kind of funny. I go back to day one when Coach Billy O came down to LSU. And, he actually threw me probably like 50 balls. He came down there to see if I could catch the ball because at LSU they never saw me catch the ball out of the backfield,
right.
But, I've been playing football for a long time, and I've played really everywhere on the field. So it's new to, I guess, the people's eyes who are just watching me to catch the ball out the backfield. But it's something I'm comfortable with. And something that I can improve on. So I'm just going to continue to just do my job. And as Tom continues to dish him out, I just got to pull him in and be that check down for him.
All right. I'm going to put you in a situation.
All right.
Third and two.
Mm-hmm.
What's your mindset?
I need 3 yards. That's it. I got to get three.
Got to get three.
I got to get three.
At least three.
At least three. If it opens up wider than that, I'm running. I'm out the gate rolling, man.
All right. Arizona's next. You've already put last week's game behind you.
Right.
Looking on to Arizona. What do you know about them?
Very athletic defense. They're gonna play. They're gonna play till the end. You know, that's a team that stays in it for four quarters. Old teammate of mine sitting over there, Patrick Peterson, one of the best at his position. And you know, for us, we're gonna have to come in here and play in a sound game and mm-hmm. play for 60 minutes. That's one thing that coach has told us, that it's gonna be a game. That's not gonna be a one or two quarter game. We're gonna have to play into the last second of that ball game. So we got some work cut out for us.
Hey man, good luck to you.
Hey, thank y'all for having me.
Great job.
Thank you.
Stephen Ridley, our guest, will be back with more Patriots All Access right after this.
From the pages of Patriots Football Weekly is this interesting tidbit. Did you know that Patriots punter Zoltan Mesko was homecoming king in both high school and college? For the most up-to-date Patriots analysis, check out the latest edition of Patriots Football Weekly.
Hi, I'm Christian Foray, and this is this week's edition of the SBLI No-Nonsense Point-Counterpoint Debate. All right, this week's topic. Patriots showed a lot of balance on offense. Is this something we could see throughout the rest of the year?
Look, I don't know if the Patriots are going to make more of an effort to be balanced. What I do know is they're going to make an effort to score points. And as we know, that's any way they can. If they have to hand it to a running back 35 times, they'll do that. If Brady has to drop back 50 times, they'll do that. Either way, it's a good offense, and they do what they have to score points.
Don't take it from me, take it from Tom Brady. He said after Sunday's big win in Tennessee, there's been a commitment to run the football more. He doesn't want to throw the football 50 times anymore, wants to be right around 30 times. We also saw this team load up on tight ends. They want to have a fullback. Josh McDaniels has made a commitment to be more complimentary in the running game. It's not about killing people anymore. It's about being balanced as a football team.
All right, Fred, you actually get the circle on this one. Yeah, the Patriots are a game plan team. I don't think you can really tell what they're going to be in until the game is over. All right, that's this week's edition of the SBLI Point Counterpoint Debate.
For the most compelling Patriots talk in season, listen to Patriots Football Weekly in Progress every Tuesday through Thursday from noon to 2 p.m.
Welcome back to Patriots All Access. Coach Belichick joins us again. I think you take a look at a team and you watch them on film. Somebody usually jumps out. You singled out Larry Fitzgerald. Quote was, one of the greats or one of the greatest of all time, yet he's only played 8 years in the league. He's got a long way to go. That's pretty heady stuff coming from you.
Well, he's a tremendous player, and I have a lot of respect for Larry Fitzgerald, the way he plays the game and everything that he does. He blocks. He's got tremendous hands. He's a strong catcher. He's a strong runner after the catch. He's a big target. He can deal with man coverage, zone coverage. He catches balls at all three levels, short, intermediate, deep, inside, outside. He takes some big hits and hangs on to the ball. He breaks a lot of tackles. You see him continuing to show up and show up and show up against a lot of coverage, a lot of teams that are gearing their defenses to him, and he still is able to be productive every single game, and I think that's really the mark of a great player, is when the bullseye is on you to continue to put numbers up and produce.
He's probably the most complete receiver in the game. Would you say that?
I think he's a tremendous receiver. Absolutely. There's a lot of other great players, but he's done it, as you said, for a long time, consistently, in a lot of different situations. Plays inside, plays outside, plays in the slot, at all different levels of the field, red area, long yardage, short yardage, blocking. I mean, he's a complete football player.
All right. This team's 8-2, last 10 regular season games. You know how to win in a regular season. Pretty impressive what they've been able to do from the end of last year and carry it over to this year.
Yeah, absolutely. And they're very good. They've been in a lot of close games, and they've won them. You know, they won four overtime games last year. They've been in a lot of tight games, and they've been behind in the fourth quarter and won most of those, come back and won most of those. So, they're a team that plays hard, that's very resilient, that plays good situational football. They really know how to manage the game, manage the situation at the end of the game. They play with a lot of poise, discipline, toughness. I have a lot of respect for Kenny, Coach Wisenhunt, what he's done down there, their players, and their whole program.
All right, time now for Ace Ticket Twitter. Question of the week comes from Alyssa. wants to ask about Patrick Peterson. How much game plan do you really give a kick returner? He's pretty special. But Patrick Peterson, talk about how you game plan for him.
Well, we don't game plan for anybody more than him. He's a very dynamic player. You've got to really be careful about, you know, your coverage lanes, where you give him the ball, and how well you cover it. You know, they're a very good kick blocking team as well, so you've got to be careful about trying to get everybody down and cover him where you might not get it off. He's also a big time kick blocker on field goals and extra points, so that's a problem. He's an impact player, a game changer in the kicking game, and there isn't a player that we've played that we've had a game plan more for than him as a kick blocker and as a punt returner.
All right. If you want to ask Coach a question like Alyssa did, follow us on Twitter. Go to @Patriots, hashtag it, AskBB. We'll be back later in the show with the Bellustrator. I think we'll take a little bit of a look at Patrick Peterson, maybe somebody else.
Yeah, well, we'll see what they are in the kicking game. We've got some good shots of them on special teams.
All right, Coach, sounds good. Coach, will be back later in the show. But first, more of All Access right after this.
Coming up on All Access.
Patriots players team up to make a difference in the community.
We've seen over the last 3 years that what we can do in a community and what we can do together has a lasting impact.
Plus, it's a big week for one of the greatest Patriot players of all time.
Troy Brown was really the ultimate teammate.
You're watching Patriots All Access.
Patriots All Access is brought to you by Gillette, the official shave of the New England Patriots. By Subway, the official training restaurant of the New England Patriots. And by Ace Ticket, the official travel partner of the New England Patriots.
There's so many things that are impressive, and he's such a great example for all of us.
Great up the middle of the 45, to the 40, to the 35. He's in! Touchdown!
Troy Brown was really the ultimate teammate.
Nobody works harder to do his job than Troy, and it's always for the good of the team.
Troy Brown with a pass interception, and he gets a rousing hand.
He was small in stature, but he had the biggest heart that, you know, I've ever seen and been around as a player.
He's got it! He's got it to the 15, to the 10, to the 5! Touchdown! A 92-yard touchdown pass! The kick was blocked. It's going to be picked up by Troy Brown. Fires down the field. Caught! Troy Brown at the 40.
Nobody's worked harder than Troy over the course of his career to improve.
Touchdown, Troy Brown!
And if you look up Patriot in the dictionary, you're going to see Troy Brown's face.
Patriots fans, you don't want to miss the Hall of Fame induction ceremonies taking place this Saturday outside on the plaza at the Hall at Patriot Place. Admission is free. The festivities begin at 5 p.m.
This week's player profile is brought to you by Pepsi.
It's no secret that the Patriots' success on the field is the envy of those around the NFL. In their 19th season of ownership, the Kraft family's commitment to helping others just might be the more impressive accomplishment. Earlier this week, Patriot players traveled to Worcester on their day off to make a difference in the community.
United Healthcare continues to work with the Patriots and focus on community because we see the impact of it. This is our third year. We're here in Worcester today, and we've seen over the last 3 years that what we can do in a community and what we can do together has a lasting impact. The Kraft family and the whole organization has a focus on volunteerism and giving back. It's very consistent with what we do. And by having their players here, it actually shines a light on it and puts even more attention to what people can do if they really band together and focus on making a difference in their community.
Everyone comes out and supports us every single week, so it's awesome coming out here with about a dozen of us on the team and giving back.
Come on, Nate. You're doing awful up there.
Over 700 residents of Plumlee Village under the age of 18. So there's a tremendous need for the young residents of this community to have a safe place to exercise and just have fun.
You guys ready for a picture?
Yeah!
I was lucky enough to grow up in a neighborhood where all these friends were around to go swing on the swing sets, go do whatever. So it's awesome just to give back, take some time out of your day and give to the kids that aren't as fortunate growing up, because you want them to understand what that lifestyle is growing up. And it's great to come out here, build the playground for them so they have a blast when they come out and play.
The playground is a centerpiece for any community. It brings people out, gets people, you know, acting as one in a way that we haven't seen anything else we can do. So we really like what we've seen before, and we know what we're going to see here.
We rely on partners like the Patriots, like United Healthcare, to make today's event possible. We were proud to bring together hundreds of resident volunteers. But without the partnerships and the help of the Patriots players pitching in and helping us get today done, it couldn't have happened.
The other way. There we go.
When you actually show up to an event like this and put the time in, it's a testament to the Kraft family and what they've built here and the character of the guys that we have on this team.
We know that by doing good in your community, you're going to live better. So it really does have a lasting impact.
Enter the Ultimate Patriots Road Trip Raffle for a chance to travel with the team to an away game. Grand prize includes seats on the team plane, a room in the team hotel, tickets to the game, access to the field on game day, and much more. Enter to win at patriots.com/community. Proceeds benefit the New England Patriots Charitable Foundation. Raffle ends Monday, September 17th, 2012.
Time for your turf segment brought to you by Gillette Pro Fusion. We've got to talk about Larry Fitzgerald, probably the most complete receiver in the league. Where is he going to make his heyday? Inside, outside?
Really inside, in the middle. He's a big receiver. He likes to run over people. Good hands, good catch, good run after catch. They're going to have to stop him. So they're going to need to stop him and make it difficult for him to get inside, to have those easy releases. You got to slow him down. You can't let him get rolling.
They want him to get inside because Kevin Cobb's your quarterback. Get the ball out of his hand as fast as you can. Slant routes. Two ways you combat it. Man-to-man. I'm the slot cover guy. At the snap, I jump inside.
I'm pushing.
I force him. I'm either trailing, and next time make him go outside, or say it's zone. You got your guy comes down over the top. He's there. I'm Mayo. I'm up inside. I see three-step drop. I'm watching film. I'm looking for the slant. I'm looking for the knockout hit. And when I say knockout hit, we're looking for that first hole. So you got Cobb. Here's the three-step drop. First hole's not there. Clear Mayo. There's the pass.
That's where all the trouble is, right there.
And if he catches it past Mayo, you better have Tavon Wilson, Patrick Chung, or Gregory waiting to knock his block off.
I think the key for the Patriots defense this game is to realize that he's going to get his catches,
yeah.
But just don't give up the big play. You know, it's okay to get run over but still make the tackle. Don't go for the knockout, because this guy, you just bounce right off of him.
Yeah, and Wisenhunt's telling Cobb, you don't have to go out and win this game. Let Larry go win the game. Let anybody else, let Patrick Peterson win a game on a kick return. You get the ball out of your hand as quick as you can. Get into Larry's hands. Let him break it.
You know what really helped, though, to stop Larry Fitzgerald? How about a pass rush? Sacked him like four or five times.
Sacks. Chandler Jones, Hightower. There's your turf segment. See you next week.
Ross Heim making the NFL, I think he appreciates Deep Creek High School, what we did for him, how hard we pushed him. And Ross Heim did things the right way. You remember kids from summer camp when you first get them in your system from the middle schools. That's when you notice them the first time, when they come in as a freshman, and he really stood out. There's a big difference in talent level at the high school, you know, at the high school level. From a football standpoint, he was just, we could play him anywhere. Played him on defense, special teams, return kicks, played backup quarterback, receiver. So he could do a little bit of everything. everything he did was just so smooth. I mean, he ran very, very fast, but he didn't look like it because he was so smooth. We've had other kids in the NFL from this school, and he was as talented as those kids. And when you hear the college coaches say, you know, that he's at that level, then you really know he's got an opportunity.
Fires toward the end zone, and it is incomplete. Rookie Rashai Dawson.
Rashai pushed himself, and he's responsible for his success. I think the people in New England will really have a very good football player. You know, just let's get him back out here and see what we can do.
That was Rashai Dowling's path to the NFL.
Welcome back to Patriots All Access. Time now for the Belastrator, brought to you by Putnam Investments. All right, Coach, big test this week. What are we looking at?
Well, the Cardinals have some real impact players, and one of their guys is Patrick Peterson, number 21. Here he is coming off the edge on field goal block. And, you know, a lot of guys come tighter off the edge and sort of flatten out and come around the corner here. He lines up wider and really runs pretty much of a straight line out there. He's got great acceleration and get off and good length, too. And, you know, here he reaches out, makes the block.
Now that's a tough job, too, because, I mean, if you're the up guy on that side, you already have one guy pushing you outside and you kind of forget about him. But that's one guy you can't forget about.
Right, you definitely can't forget about him, and as we'll see, they got Wilson inside too. Here he is on the punt return, and again, very dangerous guy. This is not uncommon for him to handle the ball back up, and he's very fast. He can outrun the coverage. He's also a very strong runner, 220-pound kid that breaks a lot of arm tackles. You've got to really get in front of him and wrap him up. But it's hard to catch him from behind because he's got such great speed and he outruns the pursuit. Good balance.
They got eight guys down there. The Rams have eight guys down there. It seems like they're out of control, though. So you got to teach your guys to gear down. That's a tough thing to coach.
Absolutely. Got to play with good leverage and really wrap this player up. He's an outstanding returner. Of course, defensively, Peterson usually lines up on the offensive right, but occasionally he'll match to a particular receiver. So you never really know for sure where he's going to be. But the one thing he has is length and catch-up speed. So here he's, you know, kind of a step behind there on the post, but he's got the speed to make that up, and he's tall, got great hands, is able to recover and make the play, turned into an interception. So
that's a tough one. Some really good corners have the ability to bait that quarterback in where it looks like he's open, and if you kind of got it, you don't throw it out there, he'll go get it.
Exactly, and he can do that. Inside, Campbell, number 93, really a disruptive player, both defensively and in the kicking game. Had the game-winning or had a block last week against Seattle, which ended up being the difference in the game. Again, he's long, he's very quick. This is a good blocking team. Here he is on defense, lined up here at the three technique, and this is a screen pass. And you can see his aggressiveness, his high motor, turns, runs, chases down the screen against the Giants, knocks the ball out. Again, a very disruptive player. Good pass rusher, good run defender, long, knocks down a lot of balls, hustles, blocks, kicks. You got to know where he is.
Plays to the whistle.
Absolutely. You really got to do a good job with him. He'll change the game for you. Then this is Adrian Wilson. This is a tough combination here because it's Peterson off the edge, Wilson inside, Campbell coming over the middle. There's Wilson, clean again, perfect kick blocking technique. He jumps over the end and wings feet there, hits the ground, flattens it out, blocks it with his hands.
Really good ones know how to do it, you know, 2 yards in front of the kicker where, you know, you'll see some teams not experienced, they'll go right at the kicker, but the target point is to where that ball's going to be.
Right, and they're a very good kick-blocking team, well coached by Kevin Spencer, the special teams coach. And here's Wilson in the deep part of the field. Here he is playing center field back there, gets a good break on this kind of play action, pop pass over the middle, comes in there and, you know, lays a big hit on the receiver. Wilson's got a lot of tackles around the line of scrimmage. He's a very good tackler. He's a big bumper, 230-pound guy, plays the ball well in the deep part of the field, excellent kick blocker. So these guys on defense are not only impact defensive players, but they impact the kicking game as well.
All right, good stuff. You think Larry Fitzgerald, quarterbacks throw it, but they got defense, they got kick return game, they got everything.
They sure do. That's why they won 8 of the last 10 games.
All right, good luck in week 2, Coach.
All right, thanks, Scott.
There's your Belastrator. More of All Access back right after this.
Patriots All Access is brought to you by Putnam Investments, celebrating 75 years of pursuing performance excellence. Putnam is a proud partner of the New England Patriots. By Bank of America, the official bank of the Patriots. And by Pepsi, the official soft drink of the New England Patriots.
Hi, everyone. I'm Shauna Hassett.
And I'm Romeo. Hang out with us every weekend. We have your favorite players, a behind-the-scenes look at the Patriots.
Well, if I told you my go-to pickup line, then it really wouldn't work anymore because everybody knows it.
Who are you hanging out with this weekend?
We've got Marquise Cole on the show. He's quite the jokester. You won't want to miss this.
If you could pick an actor to play you in a movie about your life, who would it be?
SpongeBob.
Join us. We're here every Saturday, 10 a.m. on MyTV 38.
Welcome back to Patriots All Access, everyone. Time now for our panel discussion with Mike Reese and Paul Perillo. And let me start by saying this. This is the biggest overreaction week of the year. Always after week one, people will say Buffalo will never win a game. People will say the Jets are headed to the Super Bowl. But what do we take away from the Patriots after week one?
Well, I just thought it was just another ridiculously professional performance all around. They're always ready, Steve. And whether it's the start of the year or whatever the situation is, Bill Belichick's teams are always so prepared. And, you know, the one takeaway to me, defensively, what we saw in the summer, the little signs that we wanted to keep pumping the brakes on because it was preseason, they carried over onto the field. You know, the rookies making some plays. I thought there was more playmakers, period, more speed, more guys around the ball. A lot of things to be encouraged about defensively.
Well, the timing of this works out well here, Steve. The Patriots getting ready to play the Cardinals. Do you remember that great press conference with Denny Green when he said the Cardinals coach, he said, they are who we thought they were, you know, and that's what I thought about the Patriots. And we thought they were an elite team. Go on the road, season opening game. They are who we thought they were. I think this is going to be a top team in the AFC.
There's no question about that. Even I will admit that right here.
I mean,
right
even
now.
You.
Even I will admit that right here, right now. Let's talk about the offense for a second and Wes Welker. Okay, three catches. That is all he had. Now, what are the Patriots trying to do with this guy, do you think?
Well, I don't want to get too caught up in 1 week. And, you know, we started off the segment by saying it's sort of overreaction week, and I think that's been the target this week, is Wes's involvement. I don't think they're ready to turn the page from him, but they have other options now. They have a guy outside the numbers in Brandon Lloyd who clearly is a bigger part of the offense than Chad Ochocinco ever could be last year. That's an enormous difference. I think they want to accentuate the tight ends because they're so good and so talented. And by the way, guys, Wes Welker is in a contract year again.
Yeah.
So there's a chance that you lose him going forward. I don't think it was necessarily a conscious decision. Let's, you know, make sure that Wes only gets three catches for 14 yards. Listen, he had an opportunity to make another play and dropped one. And, you know, his play time was down a little bit, as Mike pointed out. But I think you have to sort of look at the future, too. I don't think this is the end of Wes Welker here for
this
season.
It's only one game.
Exactly.
But you mentioned contract year. Do the Patriots actually think that way when it comes to Wes Welker? Or are they thinking, hey, you know what? They went to Wes Welker so many times last year, so one-dimensional, let's spread the ball around.
I don't believe that Welker's production in the game was because Bill Belichick was saying Wes is in a contract year, we have to keep his numbers down. I think that is a conspiracy theory that I don't subscribe to. But I do believe what Paul said. You know, there's an element of, hey, we might not be with this player next year. We might not have him next year. Let's see what Julian Edelman looks like a little bit.
Arizona Cardinals are next, a football team that the Patriots should manhandle.
They don't put too many
on
the board,
they
Steve.
Don't. They don't. What do you think?
It's a terrible offense. Defensively, I think Arizona has some things going for them, especially about halfway through last season, it was sort of the light switch went on. They have a whole new system that they brought from Pittsburgh. This is, and Bill Belichick talked about this earlier in the week. It's like, even though they don't see Arizona a lot, it's basically Pittsburgh. You know, all the things that they do with Ken Wisenhunt, their offensive coordinator, Ray Horton, is a Dick LeBeau disciple. He played for LeBeau, and he coached under him for a lot of years. You're going to see a lot of the zone blitz type stuff, maybe a little bit more aggressive, but offensively, they're a mess.
That's the thing that stands out to me with the Cardinals. They have, you know, one of the best receivers in the game. Bill Belichick saying maybe of all time leading up to this game, but you don't have the quarterback, you know, to throw him the ball.
Right.
You don't have the line to protect, to get the ball down the field. So a little bit of a disconnect when you look at this team, but then you look a little bit closer and you say, how have they won 8 of their last 10 games going into last season? Surely that's a point Bill Belichick has mentioned all week to his players.
Prediction time. What do you got?
I like the Patriots, obviously, the way I just talked about the Cardinals offense. But I think that they get up early. I think the crowd, you know, the home opener, I think it's an emotional day, I think they roll to maybe 31-10. I don't think this game will be very competitive.
I'll go 31-14 Patriots, honoring Troy Brown, going into the Team Hall of Fame. I think there'll be a lot of excitement, like Paul said, and it sets up a great Week 3. Patriots will go down to the Ravens, just get that excitement going for what should be a great matchup.
And we'll get to overhype that next week, Steve.
There you go. 2 weeks in a row, though, over 30 points yes. The offense puts up.
Yes.
All right, thank you very much, guys.
Thanks,
great
Steve.
Job. But that would do it for this week's edition of Patriots All Access. For Mike Reese and Paul Perillo, I'm Steve Burton. Have a great and safe week, everyone. See you later.